You graduated in what year?
45.
45. Yeah. So let's go back to 1941 and December 7th.
I remember it as if it was yesterday. A dear friend of mine, Bill Baker and I, who lived across the street from us there on 16th Place, it was a Sunday afternoon. We went to the Orpheum Theater downtown. There was the Ritz and the Orpheum. There were great theaters downtown, and they were air-conditioned. We would make a point to go to the movies as often as we could. And I'll never forget, we'd walk downtown and back. It was no big deal. We went to the movie, came out, and there was this paper boy standing there who I knew, selling, you know, like the kid on the street, extra, extra. He started talking about Pearl Harbor. And we said, Pearl Harbor? What's Pearl Harbor? And here was this kid standing there with his paper saying, extra, Jay, guess what? They had this bombing. We're invaded. And I said, what are you talking about? Pearl Harbor. That started it. That was 41. My two oldest brothers had just graduated from Central in 40. My second oldest brother skipped two grades, which ticked off my older brother, and graduated the same year as his older brother, who was 2 years older. That side story, he asked my dad, he said, how come Raleigh's graduating with me? He's just a kid. He's 2 years younger than me. Dad said, I hate to tell you, Bill, but he's smarter than you. My brother was a mathematical genius. He graduated at 16. Well, he went into the submarines. My older brother went to medical school, but he was in the ASTP, which was the Army division where they could go to college for the Navy or Marines or Army and so forth, but you had to put in 4 years. And then my brother next to me went into the Navy. He was on an ATP.
What did you remember the days and months then afterward, like rationing and that type of thing?
Oh, boy. That was interesting how there were two summer camps that got gas rationing stamps for people. One was in Minnesota and then Camp Kennicott in Branson, Missouri, because they kept those camps open for kids like us. And they got gas rationing stamps so that they could drive, the parents could get their kids to that. My dad was one of the few that got gas rationing stamps because he was a salesman and he did some contracts, sold stuff to the military, got involved in Fort Sill and places selling his products. He was one of the few in our neighborhood that had gas rationing stamps. He was the one that loaded up all the kids, took us to school, picked us up and all that when he was in town, that was. You had this thing on your windshield, whether it was an A or a B or a C stamp, depending on the qualification of how much gas you could get. We had food drives. We started a garden out in the backyard and raised things.
Were they victory gardens?
Victory gardens, mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother went down and got a job. She never worked in her life, raising four boys, but they were looking for people at the Corps of Engineers. She went down there and later became running an office. As I said, she was a matriarch-type leader. And I remember there was a company here that I got to know later, the two owners of, the Zellickson boys. They worked with my mother down there, and they said, your mother was like a top sergeant. Boy, she kept everything humming, and she watched the pennies. He said, the money was in good hands when George O'Melia was in charge of the financing. But anyway, she worked down there during the war. Just bugged the heck out of my dad. George, you don't have to work. And she says, I'm doing my war effort. Plus, she got paid doing it. She worked there for about 4 years, I guess.
The three boys were in the service. Were there concerns about their lives and where they would be going? So that was kind of a conversation at home?
Oh, boy, was it ever. That's the first reason she had to get a job, to keep her mind busy. Because her boys, I didn't go in until the tail end, 45. I went in right after I got out of high school. I enlisted because a friend of my dad's who was head of the recruiting office here said, have him put a packet of some of his artwork together. There's a department in the Navy that we can submit this work of his, and maybe if he enlists and goes through boot camp, by the time he gets out of boot camp, there's an art department that he can maybe qualify for, which is what I did.